When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Your B Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. It's the first day of training camp for the Bills. And frankly, I'm surprised that Miss TJ is here with us today.
Well, I didn't get tickets.
That's going to stop you from getting in?
TJ, I cannot believe that that's going to be what stops you. You've never snuck into anything?
I haven't.
Okay, me, Goody Two Shoes, who like never does anything wrong, has snuck into more things than you have? That's crazy.
She snuck into our Guitars and Stars show when she was a kid.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, we got the video footage. Trust me. We know. Yeah,
we have such great security. Good Lord.
The back door was open because people were smoking.
My dad's the bad influence. My dad and I snuck into more than one Guitars and Stars at the Dome.
No, I don't want to like get banned for life or something bad happen. Plus, I would probably need a disguise of some kind.
We can help you with that.
Well, you know that there are certain types of people working there. Like, yes. You're going to have people who are making the turkey burgers for Josh.
I can wear, like, a
that
chef
could
hat.
You're in, yes.
Like, I'm here with the turkey
burger. Apron?
I'm here to take Josh's order for turkey burgers for lunch.
You
Excuse
just need
me.
An apron. That's all.
There's going to be janitorial staff. Just, like, go and, like, take the trash out.
I'm just here to empty these trash bins by the team. Over by the team.
All right. In my truck right now, I have a safety vest.
Okay, I'm a groundskeeper.
You could be parking, groundskeeper.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't Steve have stuff in his truck? He's a flagger. Doesn't he have an extra helmet that you could put on?
No, I'm dragging the company into it. Well, the problem is that if you're working out there, you can't be down at the field. I got to have something like a groundskeeper or something.
That'll get you in.
I'm cleaning.
Take care of the lawn that they're playing on.
But if you have a chef's hat on and you sneak into the kitchen, then you have like one-on-one. You're there. You're serving Josh Allen a turkey burger.
Right.
And you want to be in the stands? He can't talk to you one-on-one there.
I just want
to
get
TJ,
close.
Get your head in the game.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, TJ, Hope, and Billy. We found out that TJ does not have tickets to Bill's camp.
Yeah. So you guys are encouraging it not to stop me from attempting to put on a costume. So I've decided maybe I should like try to dress as Jenna Cottrell.
She's
13 Wham news reporter.
News reporter, and she's in sports.
Put on a nice outfit, right? Like she's always dressed up nice.
Blonde wig, and maybe like a baseball cap, so they won't notice my face looks nothing like her. And like keep my head down and just look like I belong. Do you think it would work?
Looking like you belong is a big part of it.
It is a big part of it, and that's what I'm bad at. Is looking like I belong. It's not good at that.
Honestly, I was laughing at first, but now that I walk that through, that's not a bad plan.
I know.
Is there a gate where the media people walk in, or do they just get in wherever they
I have
in?
No idea. I don't know where that gate would be.
You know.
I still think that you should try and fit into like a duffel bag and go in with the sports station here. I still think that's your best bet.
So
they have credentials to get in.
Yeah, they're down there. What, Gene?
Gene and Danger.
Yeah.
Gene and Danger are at camp right now. Do you think they need an intern of some kind?
You could pose as the intern.
Aha.
Hi, I'm the intern for the Danger Show. I need to bring this coffee in.
Oh, man. See, Danger would probably go along with it, but Gene would bust me.
Oh, Gene would totally bust
me. Like, we don't have an intern.
This whole scenario reminds me of, I actually saw two people successfully get backstage. And it was shocking at first, and then it was funny. So I don't even remember who it was. It was Darian Lake, and I'm backstage. I'm talking to like one of my record people. We're waiting to go into a meet and greet. And it's a big open area. They have all the buses backed up to the venue. And then there's like a parking lot, and the food and the the dressing rooms around the outside wall.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your scenario. Inside, it's like a couple basketball sizes of just open space. So at the gate on the backside, there's a state trooper back there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even security guy. It's state trooper. It's a cop, guy with a gun. These two women walk up and they have on aprons and they had the hair nets, and they both had steaming, those tinfoil things that you would put on, you know, like a catering, like you put over the candles that keep them warm, the sterno. They both had those in their hand, and I was close enough to hear what went down. Then they're like, hey, we're here for catering. And the guy's like, what? And they go, catering, these are hot. Where do we take these? We have to drop these off at catering.
I don't have time to talk to you right now.
And the guy didn't even blink, and he pointed. He goes, catering's over there. And they walked in. They look like they belong. Like you said, look like you belong. They got in. They put the stuff down. Off comes the apron. Off comes the hairnet. And they start walking around.
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
Now, that lasted all of 30 seconds.
Oh,
because
they got busted.
When you see, like the artists, if they're big enough, they usually have their own security people. Those people, eagle eyes, they spotted these two walking around, no badge, no lanyard, immediately. I think they were backstage 30 seconds to a minute as free members of society. And then they walked them
out. They came up with everything but the fake lanyard. Otherwise,
well, they wouldn't have necessarily known what it looked like.
That's the problem.
If it wasn't for those pesky kids and that dog.
Exactly.
They would have gotten away.
This news should come as no shock to anybody. Hope is taking ukulele lessons.
Not lessons, like today.
I have today. A beginner adult ukulele class this evening.
That's what
the most non-shocking headline ever of headlines.
She lays that bomb on us during a song, and I was like, "You what? You what? I have my adult, my first adult, right. Meaning there's several more after this." And she's like, "Yeah, I got my ukulele in the car." I go, "Oh, I must hear this."
Remember, she hasn't had the lesson yet.
No kidding. But you have a ukulele.
Well, so there was clearly a period of time where every Christmas I got a new instrument.
Okay.
There's an acoustic guitar, an electric guitar, a keyboard, a lap harp.
Do you know how to
play a lap harp?
You have a lap harp?
Yeah.
Do you know how to play it?
No. So I'm sure I could figure it out. I've taken tons of music classes.
They're decorations. They hang on the wall.
I can play most of them.
I guess the ukulele is the one that I've seen my kids play the most.
It's four strings. I mean, it's easier than a guitar because there's only four instead of six strings.
Yeah. But is it like a gathering? Like, are you going to be drinking wine and stuff like when you do the painting? Well, or is this like a serious...
It's at a school of music. Oh. So I'm pretty sure it's pretty serious. It's not like
and it's
at
not
a rec
free,
center.
So you're paying for it.
It is a paid class. Okay. Yes.
You don't get to make a painting while you're there?
How am I supposed to paint while I'm playing the ukulele?
At all?
No. Okay. How am I supposed to focus? This is serious.
Because I Can't Help Falling in Love is the one song that I've always wanted to learn on the ukulele, that Elvis Presley song.
Okay, you I'm learn it, and request. Then TJ, you can sing it.
That would be great.
I'll bring my drum machine. I'll be the drummer.
You have a drum machine?
Of course. I'm a nerd.
What else do I not know about?
I have a drum machine. Look, I ain't got time for ukulele lessons.
No?
Nope.
What are you busy doing?
Stick around. I'll tell you in a couple minutes.